India is often touted as the world's largest democracy, but there are now questions being raised over the strength of the institutions that uphold it. In the last week, the opposition leader has been sentenced to jail and expelled from Parliament. In response, outraged opposition MPs shut down the lower house by protesting on the parliamentary floor. Luke Sidham-Dundon has spoken to the opposition, but first, Luke, let's just kind of go back a bit if we can. How did it all begin?
Well, PK, last week, Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi was sentenced to 2 years' jail for defamation over remarks he made in 2019, referring to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a thief. Following his sentencing, he was released on bail, pending an appeal later this week. But before that, on Friday, he was stripped of his parliamentary seat. At the start of this week, members of Mr. Gandhi's opposition Congress Party protested on the floor of the lower house, leading to the adjournment of Parliament twice in one day. Manish Tiwari is a former Congress Party Information and Broadcasting Minister. He's now in opposition. This week, he tried to dispute the disqualification in Parliament. He told me why.
The order of disqualification is unconstitutional. The Constitution of India very clearly mandates that the powers to remove a member of parliament lies with the President of India and not with the Secretariat of the Parliament. Now, there is a particular article called Article 102(1)(e), which says that if you are convicted and sentenced for more than 2 years, you are liable for disqualification. The manner in which this particular disqualification was ultimately implemented will not stand judicial scrutiny.
So that's Rahul Gandhi's place in Parliament, but could he still end up in prison, Luke?
Well, PK, many observers in India would find it extraordinary that a MP sentenced for defamation could face imprisonment. Incredibly, more than 50% of the 500-plus lawmakers elected in the 2019 poll have criminal charges against them, with many much more serious than defamation. But it's the opposition leader's case which has seen him sentenced and evicted from Parliament. This week, Rahul Gandhi will have the chance to appeal his 2-year sentence. Opposition MP Manish Tiwari says he has more than just a good chance of success.
Yeah, he's not going to prison. So let's not even go down that street. I think he will be successful. That is my opinion as a lawyer. And the case against him has a large number of legal infirmities. If the stay does not come about, irreparable legal harm would be done to him. In any case, for an offence of this kind, you are talking to someone who's now spent close to 4 decades in the legal profession. This punishment is excessive.
Manish Tiwari also says it's not just about Rahul Gandhi. As a former Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Manish Tiwari tried unsuccessfully to decriminalise defamation.
I believe that defamation is a civil wrong. If somebody is hurt by somebody's speech, it could be cause for a civil action. There could be pecuniary damages, but it is definitely not an offence for which you need to be put behind bars. Unfortunately, I was not able to get the support of people in opposition then who are now in government for reasons best known to them.
So have those people Manish Tiwari is alluding to, the former opposition and now BJP government, used this process for political gain? It's a murky question, given the claimant is not actually Narendra Modi. What happened was in 2019, during the election campaign, Rahul Gandhi referred to thieves as having the same name as the Indian Prime Minister. In the state of Gujarat, a former BJP minister, Puranesh Modi, took issue with the statement, saying it defamed all those with the same surname. But even while the case was not brought forth by Narendra Modi, there's no doubt the parliamentary disqualification and potential imprisonment of his greatest rival would benefit him. So I asked Manish Tiwari if this was a political trial.
I would not characterize it in that manner, because as someone who's a practicing lawyer, I do not make irresponsible statements. That's not a street which I would like to go down.
So, Luke, what's the future of politics in India?
Well, PK, the opposition in India says the parliament needs to look at how instruments are used by the government for their own political gain.
The issue is that if every statement is going to be met by a criminal proceedings, then the process itself becomes a punishment. And if those criminal proceedings are then used to take away your membership of the house, to which you are elected by over 2 million people, if not more. How just and fair is that?
So what is India's political trajectory? Congress Party MPs say democracy is being eroded, while the BJP says justice is being served. Well, the opposition in India says it's now trying to correct course to bring order to the world's most populous democracy.
You have an unprecedented situation whereby 14 opposition parties have collectively petitioned the Supreme Court of India against the use and abuse of state instrumentalities, particularly the law enforcement agencies, against leaders of the opposition. Now, this is absolutely unprecedented. This is perhaps for the first time in the 70-year democratic history of India that this has happened. And the Supreme Court has agreed to hear that petition on the 5th of April. So that itself gives you an indication of what the trajectory is.
And that's opposition MP and former Indian Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Manish Tiwari, there, speaking with RN's Luke Sidham-Dundon.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.